ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Peches. The Gemara is discussing the different yidoinim that the Zaken Mamre could have with other people, with the Bezdin, where he could become a Zaken Mamre. Which things? The Gemara brings down Divi Rivois. What are the things is about Ashkaz Saita? The Gemara says, what possible machlekes could the Zaken Mamre have with the Bez? And the Gemara says, the machlekes could be the Tali, the machlekes Reb Lezer and Yeshua, machlekes Reb Lezer and Yeshua, in the beginning of Saita, whether or not Stira needs to have Eidus. Reb Lezer says that you need to have Eidus is only on the Kinui. Kinui you need to have Shnaim. But the Stira, it's enough for Eid Echad, or the Baal himself could say, could be made that Yeshua is Saita with the Boil. And Reb Yeshua argues, Reb Yeshua says you need to have two Eidim also. So Rashi explains, how does this get to the Chi of Chorus? Rameyah Shita is that you need to have Chorus. In order for the Zaken Mamre to have Bichayev, has to be a Nidoin that's Negea to Chi of Chorus. So Rashi explains that's Negea if Isha, the Baal's Bekadal if they shtai, but there's no Eidus of the Stira. And then the Isha says she's Eidus Shaisa, she's not willing to drink, but the Halacha is a Saita that says Eidus Shaisa. So she's Nesel Abayla, and she loses her Ksuba. So now says Rashi over here, it's going to be totally the machlekes of Lezer Reb Yeshua whether or not she still has her ksuba. Like Reb Yeshua, they need Eidim. She doesn't have a din saita, and she could keep her. She could has a right to be gave her ksuba. But Shigel Reb Lezer, she doesn't have a right to be gave her ksuba. Therefore, says Rashi, what would happen if this Isha sells her ksuba to someone else, and then after the Baal's begarish her, this person goes and teifes the ksuba from the Baal. So now it's going to be telling the Machlekes Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua if he had a right to be taifas a ksuba, like Reb Lezer, that she had a din saita, that she lost her ksuba, he had no right. And the Isha is going to be Eida Bekudeshes. And like Reb Yeshua, she's going to be Bekudeshes, because like Reb Yeshua, the Halacha is he didn't have Shtayim and the Stiros, the Halacha is he going to be Bekudeshes. That's how Rashi explains how this Machlekes is going to be Negea to Chiyuvei Karis. The Rambam over here in Hilchos Mamrim and Perek Dalid, Halacha Beis, when he brings down all these cases of that the Gemara brings, he goes through all the cases. He explains a different nafkamido that could come out for the machlekes of Lezer and Yeshua, a different reason how it could come the day chorus. And the Rambam says that it's the Geya, what happens if after this Isha is this star, al pi ed echad, al pi the Baal, the Baal dies. The Baal dies, so now without any children, now the halacha should be that there should be a din yibam. Now the halacha is that a saita is asur to yavam. A saita is asur to yavam. So says the Rambam that if she has a din saita, the halacha is she's asur liyavim. And the one that holds that eidet tzricha, if you hold that you don't have to be shaisa, then the halacha is she's going to be bispia bebis. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Kesef Mishno over here on the Rambam, he's this kasha with the Rambam. It seems, says the Kesef Mishno, it seems from the Rambam that there's going to be a chi of chorus over here on the saita, which the chi would be didn't chorus of eishes ach. And he writes on the Rambam, but Tzorach Iyan Minoleha, Tzorach Iyan, where does the Rambam know this halacha? Where does the Rambam know that it's going to be over here a Chi of Karis? And the Lechabisht over here explains a little more the Kasha. And he explains that, look, you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yibam, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Tes. The Rambam says that the did is Harezu Chayletzes V'loibis Yabebes. Vim Hoysla Tzorai Tzorah Samuteres. And the Magamisht over there explains that it has a did of Tzorah Chayvi Lavin. Mashma says the Lechabisha, she ain't Isser Erva besaita besafik. Says the Lechabisha, it's Mashma that a saita suffik does not have a din of an Erva. Her right, Allah is her tzara is totally mutter. Her tzara has a chi of yibum. And she has a din chalitza. So therefore, says the Lechabisha, to further explain the Kasimisha's kasha, that Lechayr, the whole din of a saita, even though she's also to yibum, but has a din of chayvi lavin. But Lechayr, there shouldn't be any Isser Ishis Achir, there shouldn't be any chi of chorus. So Reb Kiva Eger, over there on the Gilyon, on the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Yotes. Reb Kiva Eger says that it's true, like the Lechabishta says, that L'chayra, it's before in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that a suffix Saita does not have a din of an Erva, even though a Saita Vade, if we know what Isha Vade was Zidza, the din is, the Halacha is that she has a din Erva, the Rambam's before that she has a din Erva, and the Halacha is that her Tzara is also therefore Pata from Yibam. Apple Pekin says Reb Kiva Eger, it's before in the Rambam that a suffix saita doesn't have halacha, doesn't have a din of a suffix of a saita vaday. Her right halacha is that her tzar is mutter. If we have an emes a suffix, if she would have a din of a saita suffix, then the halacha should be that her tzar should also be a kapanim enemis yabemis. And Apple became the Rambam's before that a tzara is a regular did yibum. And Reb Chaim in Sefer al Rambam over there in Perek Vav Alach Yates, Reb Chaim Masber, that the whole did of Saita, the whole did of Saita is not that be'emes, there's an emes, a suffix over here that she was bezana. It's only Xeris HaKosav, but since Lagabi Yibum is a miyot that we don't dan the din Saita Lagabi Yibum, the din Saita is only us or the Baal Veloy the Yavam, so therefore be suffix, we don't even have a suffix at all, we don't have even a suffix to choose bezana when we look at Yibum. And therefore says Reb Chaim, that's the reason why the Lochit, she doesn't have a din Erva, she doesn't even have a din suffix. Now the reason why she's Eidah B'siyah Bemes, that's because of a new din, that's a sugya Saita Daf Hei, that Vav is either Xeris HaKosav or Kal V'chaymer, that we learn out that a Saita, the same way she's Asa to the Baal, she's Asa to the Yavim also. But says Reb Kivega, this Isser is not like every Chayv Lavin. Every Chayv Lavin is Be'etzen B'deraisas B'siyah Bemes, it's Esi Dei Chaloisa Sei. It's only Xavier Drabon that she's not Messiah Bemis. This halacha is a special din by Saita that she's also to the Yavam, and Midaraisa, she's also to the Yavam. And it says to Kivega, therefore, the Rambam's before over here that she has an Isser Eishesach. Any time where there's an Isser, where the Yavam is also, even though there's no din Erva, there's no special Xavier Sakosva and a tour of an Erva like a Saita Vadai. But Apple picking that alone that she's Usser, that creates, that says to Kivega, that there's an Isser Eishesach. And Kivega says, from this Rambam, Lacher is a Raya. To a very big shiloh, big suffix, big, very famous suffix, it's again to the whole beginning of Yevamos. What's the halacha with the Almana L'Kohen Gadol? Almana L'Kohen Gadol has an essay and a lois essay, and therefore, with the raisa, she's not Messiah Bemis, ain't essay, doicha lois save the essay. There's no special Xeris HaKosav, there's no special din tour of Erva in the Yibum. But Hamia, there's a din of ain't essay, doicha lois save the essay. Is the Mishnah Melech, a precious drachem, a famous Mishnah Melech, has a suffix. What's the din? Is there Eishes Ach? If the Isha will be Baalel, if the Yavim will go and be Baalel, would it be over the Isra Eishes Ach? Or do we say no? The Isra Eishes Ach is Hutter by Yibum. Just as an Isser, there's an Isser of we're not allowed to do Yibum over here because ain't essay, doich alay save essay. That's a suffix of the Mishnah Malach. Rabbi Kivega says that L'chayr from this Rambam over here in Hilchos Mam and Perek Dara V'lach HaBeis, that the Kesav Mishnah, L'chayr Mishnah is Metama on, is L'chayr a raya to the Mishnah Malach suffix. L'chayr there's a raya that since the Maisa there's no did Yibum, there's no mitzvah, the Maisa of Yibum, it's also to do the mitzvah of Yibum, that's enough that the Isser Eishesach remains. Kozman B'poyol that the din Yibum, there's no mitzvah Yibum here. Eishes Ach remains, and we don't say that since there's no special tour from Yibum, the Eishes Ach goes away. Now, Rabbi Choron and Kaivitz Aretz, in Simon Gimel, Ice Base, he brings this Raya, and he brings that Rabbi Naftali and Rabbi Aaron both wrote to him that Rabbi Choron could say that the Rambam means a little different. We could be Madcha this Raya from the Aruch HaNerem Kivega to the Mishnah Melech Suffolk. We could say that the Rambam over here means that if this is in Yibum, if she's not a Saita, then she'll, when, if this Yavam goes and it's Biyabim, or if this brother goes and it's Biyabim, this Isha, then the Yimu will be Chal, and she'll become an Ishish Ish. If someone else is Baalel, they'll be over an Isra Ishish Ish. Masha ain't Cain, if we say that she's a Saita, and therefore there's no Bitsis Yibum, so then it won't be Chal, the Yibum, and since it won't be Chal, the Yibum, there won't be a Din, like the Rambam's before, by Amana Kangal, the Rambam's before, that Baalel Loikana. And therefore, if it's Baal Leikana, the halacha would be that if someone else is Baal there, they won't have an Isser Eishes Ish. So the chorus says from Aaron and Raftali is maybe the chorus of Eishes Ish, not the chorus of Eishes Ach. And therefore, maybe we can madcha the raya from that the Achreinim are bringing, or Kvega and Archonar are bringing, to the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. Like upon the Pashup Shah and the Ram, Lacharib means Eishes Ach. That's the chorus that Kesav Mishnah and Lachamishnah understood. And therefore, Pashtus will be a raya from this Rambam to the suffix. So we had in the Etzib Gemara, the Gemara's Daf Gemara, we had two pshatim. We had a pshat from Rashi that's a gift for the Gvias Ksuba. If he could be Bekadosh with the Ksuba, if she sold the Ksuba to someone else, could have used that money of the Ksuba to be Bekadosh Isha. That's what would be the gift of the Chorus. And the Rambam says it's the gift for Yibum. And Pashtus the Rambam is the gift for Yibum, that is a Chorus of Eishes Ach. And we said that Rav Tolia and Rav Aaron say that maybe the Rambam means the Chorus of Eishes Ish. If he goes ahead and does Yibum, is a Chal, the gift is a Eishes Ish or not. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings down a member for Rav Yoshia. Dabar Rav Yoshia, Shloisha Dvarim Sachli Zeira Me'anti Yerushalayim, Baal Shemachal Kinuye Kinuye Mochal. The first thing he says is that a Baal that's Meichal on his Kinuye, the Halacha is, his Kinuye is Mochal. A Baal Kim Evatel is Kinuye, Kvi Meichal is Kinuye. And Rashi says, Kinuye Mochal, Ve'im Nistara Eden Aseres Olof. The Duyik and Rashi, that the whole Din Mechila, the Baal's on the Kinuye, is only before she's Nistar. If she was already Nistar before, then she becomes Nesar. It's only if before she's Nistar, then the Baal could, once he was Bekaner, he could still go and say, I'm being Meichel my Kinuye, and therefore, Bekaner la'abosh, she goes and she says her with the With the Bayal, the halacha is that she doesn't become Nesar. And now this Rashi, this din is really, it's about Chlaikis and Saita Daf Chafeid. It's about Chlaikis to Amarayim, whether or not the Baal could be Meichel before the Stira or even after the Stira. And the reason why Rashi befarish this way is because the Maskonas HaGemara is like the Shita, the Maskonas HaGemara is Masik, and that the halacha is that you could only be Meichel before the Stira. Now this day said to be Meichel after the Stira, Rav Kiveger is this kasha. Rav Kiveger over there at Saita Daf Chaf Hey is this kasha. He brings it a tshuva and talida and sibakuf. Also, he's betame. How could you be meichel lekine after the stira? So Rav Kiveger writes that you have to say tzarich loymar that even though the svar is not like this, but you have to say that the mafreya, the kine is becoming bottle the mafreya, and the mechila is not only mikana l'haba. The mechila works the mafreya. And Rav Kiveger Afal Pikin writes in a parenthesis over there. He writes, the weakness of my seichel doesn't reach to understand even afal pikin how this could work. Because the whole lumness of seita is that is a reglaim ledover ayidei the kinui, that ayidei the kinui and stira makes a reglaim ledover, and that creates a suffix that she was mizane without a kinui and stira, so we don't have any suffix she's mizane. With the kinui, that creates a suffix and she's mizane. So what does it help afterwards that the baal was meichel? How does it help that the Baal was Meichel? Soif Dover Bishat, and even if we say it remains Akira Lamafreya on the Kinui. But Bishat's Maisa, there was a certain Metzias, a certain situation that would cause us, the Chayyar, to have a Suffolk. How does that Suffolk get removed from our minds? I did the Baal's Meichel. Kvega remains by a question on this Daisa. Now, if you look at Rab Chaim, we mentioned earlier on in the Shir, Rab Chaim in Hilchas Yum Bechalitza, Parak Vav Alochiotes. He Gufa brings a raya from this din that the din of kinui and stira is not a metzias dika suffik. It's gzeiros hakosov that anytime there's a din kinui that creates the Torah was bechadish gzeiros hakosov that we look at it as a suffik, and that's where Reb Chaim explained earlier that the gabi dinim it wasn't as chadish din kinui, the gabi yibum which we discussed earlier wasn't as chadish din kinui. You don't have any suffik. We don't have any suffik bechlal. Ain oisin al yichah. The fact she was nistar alone, the fact that there was a stira doesn't create a suffik. It's only mixeris akosav of the din of saita of kinui and stira that creates that we look at it as a suffik. And therefore says Reb Chaim that even if we look at mechila mikana laba, Reb Chaim assumes that mechila only works mikana laba. Afal pikein once we're mevatel the kinui mikana laba, we don't have the din kinui here anymore, so we don't have to look at it as a suffik anymore. We can remain with the pashtis that ain oisin al yichod, that we don't have to fact that isha nistar with someone. There's a cheskes tyro, there's a cheskes hetter. We don't have to assume that she was bezana. And therefore says Reb Chaim from this din, this man the armor that holds it, can be meichel after kinui. There's a raya that the whole din suffik over here is only a custom be din when you have a kinui and stira that we look at it as a suffik. Anytime we take care of the kinui, there's no suffik. So that's a sugya on saita. Now Taisvis by us, Taisvis the Ramaschal kinui machol. Taisvis speaks out that this halacha that you can be meichel is dafka koydim shenimcha amagila aval acher mikan ein yachol limcho. That after the megillah is already erased, you can't be meichel. Now, L'chayr Taisis Tamuat, Deged the Maskonas HaShas, we just said over that the Maskonas HaGemara, Daf Chafeyam and Aleph in Saita, is that you can't be Meichel after the Isha Stira. Forget about, Taisis already talking about way after that, what's going on after she's Nimcha HaMegillah. Once she's this star with the boil, Allah is you can't be Meichel anymore. So if you look at the Teres Chaim, he speaks this out, and he says that Taisis must be going with the other man, the Omar. Doesn't sound like he's bothered by it so much, but he says that he speaks out that Taisis must be going with the man, the Omar, that you could be Meichel the Kinoi even after Stira. Even though the Maskara is like Amar, it's not like that man the Omar, but that taste is going with that man the Omar. And then taste is speaking out, even if you that man the Omar, but once it's Nimcha HaMegillah, you can't be Meichel anymore. If you look in the Shoyel Meshiv and Madura Dalid, Chedek Bey, Simon Reshid Zayin, he's betam on taste. He says taste is Tamua, how could taste go with that man the Omar? It's Shleike Hulchasa. If he doesn't, without speaking out, he can speak out, L'fi that man d'omer, but if Bistimus just to write like this, L'chayr, it's Mashtes is writing Ladino, and L'chayr, we don't pass him like that man d'omer, Maskonas HaGemara is not like that man d'omer, the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam, and Hilchasayt, the Perek Aleph, Alochazayim Paskins, not like that man d'omer. It's very schwer for Tais to be Saisim like that. And he brings that from the Etzab Din of Tais, the first Yushalmi in Bet Sayyim, he brings down this Memra, and in the halacha vav, in Perek Ches halacha vav, in Sanhedrin, in Perek Ben Tzorim Meir, the Yishalmi brings this down, and the Yishalmi says this halacha that you could be meichel ad shenimcha kamagila, and the Shoyel Meisha brings that someone is ma'ir to him that l'chayra yesh loyim. There's two separate dinim going on here. It's two separate halachas. The Bavli in Saita Daf Chaf Hey is talking about to be maker Lagamri, to make her not a saita anymore, to be Michael, the holded saita, to be Mafkia, the holded saita from her, to make her mutter labaila. So then Bavad, the repaskin, like the man the armor, that once she says, sir, she had it ready, had the steer, and once she already had the steer, she becomes Nessa labaila. You can't be Mafkia, her Torah saita, with just a machido ba'alma. You can't be Michael the kinoi after that. Masha Egin, the Yushalmi, brings the Shalom Meshiv. The Yushalmi is talking about a different halacha. The Yushalmi is a word talking about Pasha that the Baal could say that I'm Michael, I don't want to be Mashker anymore. I don't want to cause her to go drink the water and be a Rechich Lefeles, a bit Natsava. I don't want that to happen to her. I don't want to be Michael. I'm a Vater. I'm Michael on her Shtia that she doesn't have to be Mashker. The Baal has a Kayach to say any Mashker. I don't want to be Mashker. And but she's still going to become Asa Labailo. She's still going to remain Asa Labailo. She still has a Torah Saita Safik. We're not being Mafkia Mi Kara, the whole Din Kina. So therefore brings the Shalom Meshav Atzad to say that Yushalmi and the Bavli and Saita Davchvei is talking about two separate halachas. But the Shalom Meshav says that even though it's true, it says Dachain that Yushalmi and the Bavli seem to be talking about two different halachas, but it's still a Tema on Taisvis. How could Taisvis on the Bavli and Davchvei and Saita's before that alert up the memra of that we're discussing, Rabbi Yeshia, that said over from Sachli Zeira Me'anchi Yushalayim, this memra is referring to the halacha to Mafkia the whole Din Saita.
That's what the Gemara brings, that the Machlekes is if it's before Stira or you could be Boichi even after Stira.
Yushalmi, in Chanami says the Shalom Meshav, it's true that Yushalmi seems to learn it's talking about a different halacha. And therefore, the Yushalmi holds it could be Ad Shenimcha Megillah, but how could Taisus bring this down on the Bavli? The Bavli learned the Gemara differently. The Bavli and Saita is the first that alert up the member differently, and therefore the Shalomesh remains by a kash on Taisus. But Kol Parim, we have a Machlekes, comes out from the Shalomesh of a Machlekes, Bavli and Yushalmi had alert up the member. The Bavli says the Shalomesh of Saita Davchafei is beforeish that the Machil over here is Afgan, the whole Kinoi. We're taking away the whole Kinoi, and therefore she's remaining without a Din Saita Bechlal. She remains Mutter Labailo. Mashagin Yushalmi is learning it. No, it's just the halacha that the Baal's Meichel not to be Mashker. And Lechair Lefi Zeh, we can be Yashiv, a very Diktuk HaLoshin. If you look in the Teres Chaim is even on the Loshin over here in the memory of Rav Yeshia. The Loshin of Rav Yeshia, he says, Baal Shemachal Kinuyi Kinuyi Machal. By the next two dinim that he brings, he says, Betzayim Mer Shirotsu Aviv Avim Limchal. By the next two, he writes the memra is written sherotzu. He said over the memra with the lashon of brotzen if they want to be meichel. So I saw in the sefer Avodas David, he's miyashiv the stiktuk of the Teres Chaim. He says that tzcholok the mechila of the baal and the mechila of the parents of the zakeh mamre of the betzayir meira and the best to the zakeh mamre. The mechila of the baal is just that he's taking away his kinoi, and the male she removes from her the whole din saita. He's not being meichel a din that he has on her, a schus that he has over her. He's just taking away his kini. He's saying, I don't want to have the kini anymore. The male she becomes mutter. Mash ain't kain, the mechila of Aviv v'imay and the mechila of the bezin of the zaken mamre. They're being makbid. They have a schus to kill the zaken mamre. They have a schus to bring the ben to bezin and kill him. And they're being meichel him. It's totally in their rotzen. They're being meichel the psak din that he has on him to get killed. They're being meichel him. So that's their rotzen to be meichel his din. But the Baal, not that the Baal has the right to be meichel the isha on the din saita. The Baal's just being meichel the kini. He's taking away the kini and melee becomes mutter. That's why the Rabbi Yeshia used a different lashon by the Baal, because the Baal's not being meichel the isha on what she did, and therefore she's becoming potter. He's just taking away the kinoi. He's just being meichel. If he's meichel her, then she becomes mutter. So if he's there, Yeshleimer, it's very poshut that this is only in the Bavli. This chiluk between the Baal and everyone else is only in the Bavli. The feeling of Yushalmi, that Yushalmi is talking about, the mechila is that the Baal is not being mashkeher. The Baal has a schus to go and be mashkeher, and if she was bizana, she'll die. And the Baal is removing, taking away his schus to be mashkeher. He's saying, I don't want to be mashkeher. So then it wouldn't, this chiluk lashonis wouldn't apply to the Yushalmi. And Be'emes, if you look at the Yushalmi over there, the Yushalmi uses the equal lashon all three. It used a little different than the Bavli. It says, if the rot mevakshim limchol, but it says it on all three of them. All three mevakshim limchol, but ein echanami and Yushalmi beemes. All three of them are the same type of mechila that they're all relinquishing their schus to go and do the psak din on the saita, the ben sayer meir and the zaken mamre. So it comes out we set over from the sugya of saita that the din mechila is machlekes in the gemara if you can be meichel before the stira, or even after stira. The maskana of the gemara over there is only before the stira. Taisus over here brings down halacha that you can be meichel until nimcha kamagila, and we said this is before the Yushalmi, but we spoke out that the Yushalmi, the chayr, is a whole different din mechila than the Bavli. The din mechila of the Yushalmi is just that you shouldn't be mashker, but she remains with her din saita.
I shake it in the Bavli, the Mechila is Afghan, the whole Kinoi, and she therefore becomes Gamri, not a Saita, and she remains Mutter Labaila. The next din that Rabbi Yeshua said over is that Bet Seir Meir Sharatu Aviv Imay Limcha Aloy Meichel Moy. That Bet Seir Meir, the father and the mother, they can be Meichel. And Rashi says, it brought to Libcha V'loy Hivi'u LeBezdin. If they don't bring him to Bezdin, then they can be Meichelim, and he's not Chayiv. They can decide not to bring him to Bezdin. So Rashi's mashma, that once he would be brought to Bezdin, then even if it would be, they weren't going to deed yet, then the Avim decide they don't want any more to kill the son, it's too late. Their schus is only not to bring him to Bezdin. Once they go ahead and bring him to Bezdin, it's too late, and he would get killed. Mashikin, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamre in Perek Zayin Alocha Ches, the Rambam is before that's totally in the Gemara Din, that they can be Meichelim until the Gemara Din. And the Kesavisha is Masber, that why can't they be Meichelim after the Gemara Din? The Kesavisha says, because after the Gemara Din, he's already a Gavrik Teilu. That means they can be Meichelim for as long as they want. Says the Kesavisha, but once there's a Gemara Din there, then already, he's already now Chai Misa, we don't even look why and what and when. There's no more Schus that the Av and the Aim have. Once he becomes Chai Misa and Bezdin, now Bezdin has to go ahead and kill them. Then there's no more room for any Mechila. But before that, the Rambam holds you can be Meichel. The Rambam doesn't hold like Rashi, that's only till you come to Bezdin. And the Mishnah Melech over there on the Rambam brings this Yushalmi, the same Yushalmi that we brought before in the Shir, and Perek Ches Halacha Vav in the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi asks that L'chayra, this did is a Mefersha Mishnah. This Halacha that the Ben Seir Meira, at the Ben Seir Meira, the Av could, and Imer don't, if they decide they don't want to bring him to Bezdin, they don't have to kill him. And the Yishalmi answers that in the Mishnah, I would say it's only before you come to Bezdin. But once you bring him to Bezdin, then I would think you can't be Meichel. That's this Chiddush over here, that you can be Meichel even after he comes to Bezdin, until his Igmar Din. And therefore the Mishnah Melech remains with the Kasha on Rashi, that L'chayro, it was Helam, there's the first Yishalmi like the Rambam, the Yishalmi the first, that the whole Chiddush over here, that Betzayim Meir, Ratzu of Ibai Limcha Meichel Noi, the whole Chiddush is Gufa after he comes to Bezdin. Even after he comes to Bezdin, Afal Pikein, the Aviv Imei can be Meichelim. So if you look in the Hemek Shaila, and it's in Hemek Shaila, and Shaila Kufla Medalat Ois Ches, he says that the reason why the Rashi held the Bavli argued on the Yerushalmi, Rashi held the Bavli learnt that this Mechila is a full Mechila, and therefore the Bavli didn't have the Kasha of the Yerushalmi. The reason why the Yerushalmi said it's Chiddush was because it had a Kasha. It's a first Mishnah that the Av and the Aim don't want to bring him to Bezdin, that he's Dachai Misa. What's the Chiddush of this Memra? Therefore, the Yerushalmi was Mechadish the Chiddush, that it's coming to say a Chiddush even after they came to Bezdin, Afal Pikin, you could be Meichel until the Gemar Din. Says the Hemek Shaila, says the Netziv, that the Rashi held that the Bavli held that the Mechila over here is much bigger Chiddush than the Mishnah. The Mishnah Sachakol says that the Av and the Aim don't want to bring him, that he's not Chayim Misa. But there's no Chiddush that they can be Meichel him, and Mafkiah is holding Ben Sayer Meira. As far as from what we learned in the Mishnah, we could say that today, let's say the Av and Im decide today they don't want to bring him to Bezdin. And 3 days later, they could go and bring him to Bezdin. You need the Av and the Aim to bring him to Bezdin. But there's never a Mechila that's Mafkiah's Din Ben Sayer Meira. Just as long as they don't bring him to Bezdin, he's not going to be Chayiv. But in a week from now, they decide they want to bring him to Bezdin, they can bring him to Bezdin. The Chiddush over here of this Memro that we don't see in the Mishnah is that the Av the Aim can be Meichelim. The Rashi held that the Bavli learned different than Yushalmi. The Bavli learned that they're being Meichel over here. You're being Meichel and you're being Mafkiah all Din Ben Sayer Meira. And the reason why Rashi held that the Bavli learned different than Yushalmi is like what we spoke about before in the Shir from the Shailo Meshiv, that the Bavli learned that the Din Saita also is Afghan, the whole Din Saita. The Mechil over here is not just that you're not being Mashke. It's Afghan, the whole Din Saita. Yushalmi learned that the Sachakol, the Baal is not being Mashke. And therefore, the Yushalmi therefore learned that the Halach over here of Ben Sayer Meir is also just that the Av and Aim are not bringing him to Bezdin. And therefore, the Yishalmi had a kasha that's before Shemishta that the Av and Aim have to bring up the Bezdin. Says that the Tzivin Emek Shaila note that there's a, that the Yishalmi, the Bab, Rashi held that the Bavli learned a little different than Yishalmi. The Bavli learned that there's a special Chiddush over here that we don't see in the Mishta, that the Av and Aim could say that I'm being Meichel you. I'm Meichel the Din Ben Sayer Meir, and therefore it's Paka. Now, tomorrow, the Av and Aim decide they want to bring him into Bezdin. It's too late, they already mafkir the Alter Ben Sayer Meir, and that's the special Chiddush over here, and we have, the Bavli would have no right to go be Mechadish. Halacha from this memra that you could be Meichel even after the Gemara, even after you brought him into Bezdin, even after till the Gemara Din. And therefore the Rashi seems like the Pashtus, like the Pashtus Apostle, the Tafsu by Avi Imai, that the Mechila is only until they bring him into Bezdin. But we have a Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, Rashi's Mashman at the Din,
Bechila is only till you break the Bezdin. The Rambam is beforeish that it's even after, that's even after he's brought to Bezdin till the Gemara Din. And the Mishnah Melech, we said over that it's beforeish the Yushalmi like the Rambam. And we said over from the Netziv that it's possible that Rashi learned that Yushalmi was chilek on the Bavli and how to learn the Mishnah, and that's what Yushalmi came out with its Matzkano. Mashiach, Rashi was mafarish like the Bavli, that the halacha is that the Bechila could only be until the Gemara Din. The Mishnah brings down Chaimer b'divrei Sefer b'divrei Torah. Ha'aimer ain't tefillin. If the Bet Sefer says there's no such thing as tefillin, they davel divrei Torah potter. And Rashi explains it's not. That's not how I raw. That's Yil Kari Be'Rav. Hashem, if he says Chamish te'tafes, if he adds, it's not the first in the Torah that you only have four batim in the tefillin. If he says it's five batim in the tefillin, v'ha'isav al divrei Sefer, that's only divrei Sefer. That's not something befurush b'Torah. That's something that Chazal learned up from drashas. That Yichayev as I raw. And then the Zakim Arif, he argues on Chazal on that point, he's going to be chayev. And the Gemara brings a memra. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Oishia, in a chayev, el al dovar, shikri divrei Torah, purushim divrei Seferim. That you need to have something that's ikri divrei Torah and the purush is divrei Seferim. The yesh by la haisef, of haisef gaireya. The ein lanu ela tefillin valibad Rabbi Yehuda. The only echatibs over here is tefillin. So in last year we spoke that there's a bachaikas yushayin and what this means, the ein lanu ela tefillin. Taisvis over here on the Amar Taisvis, the Ramasa of ein lanu, Taisvis meforish, that Bam is only tefillin, only a chatib zalfir Rabbi Yehuda the Yechayev, since you need ikri b'divrei Torah, purushim b'divrei Seferim, and you need this tenai and boy l'hoisim b'hoisim gereya. So the only a chatib of zakim mamre is only by tefillin. And we said the das are amaz like this also, and the kasha on this sheet is obvious that there's drot, this psukim, this first psukim, that it's the geya. That they get a lot of different things, like the Gemara brought earlier, by Dam Adam, Negila Nega, the Beriva, it's all different drush, the psukim that the pasuk over there is before, that we're not only discussing tefillin. So in this, and the Ramah that goes with Shitas Taisa spoke out, that's only halacha that you believe to go to Bezdin Agadol. Those are things that when we have a machaikis, we have to go to Bezdin Agadol to find out the din. But to become the Emes Hazaki Mamre, that you need Dafka, Pia, Teira, Sheyerucha, you need something that's Ikri B'Divrei Teira, Pirusha B'Divrei Seferim, Vim Yeshua V'Hisim Haisim Kereya. So that's the Shitas Taisa and the Ramah, that the whole din Zaki Mamre, the fear of Yehuda, is only on tefillin.
Then we had the Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam Hilchas Mam, Perakim Olochahei, the Rambam says that both things are a Chayiv Chorus. And both things, and tefillin is both chayiv. And the Kesef Mishnah over there brings down that the Ramah asked, or said the Ashayla to Rab Asher B'Ludiel, and he asked him, what pshat in the Rambam? Manashach, does he pass it like Rab Meir? Does he pass it like Rab Yehuda? And Rab Asher B'Ludiel said, explained to him that the pshat in the Rambam is,
Rambam held that Rab Yehuda's being meisif on Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds a yichayim and everything gets chayiv chorus. And Rav Yehuda's being meisif who adin tefillin. So therefore, the Rambam passes like Rav Yehuda both things that yichayiv chorus and tefillin. So when the Gemara says ein lanu ela tefillin, just means Rav Yehuda's only being meisif on Rav Meir tefillin. But be'emes Rav Yehuda, of course, is mechayiv both on chiv krisas and on tefillin. And then we said over the Shittas HaRam, the Rambam wasn't happy to say that he's being meisif. That mash from Lashar Abud is being Maisif, and he says that he's not happy with Taisib Pshat to say, and the Ramaz Pshat that's only Tefillin. So therefore, the Ran learns that it's talking about that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything that's Ikri B'Divrei Torah, Purusha B'Divrei Seferim is Chayiv. Anything that's Ikri B'Divrei Torah, Purusha B'Divrei Seferim has to be that's Ikri B'Divrei Torah. It's not enough that it's only B'Divrei Sefer. A Meir holds you don't need Dafka something that's Ikri B'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yehuda's coming to argue on our Meir and saying that you need to have Ikri B'Divrei Torah. What the Gemara by us is saying, learns the Ran, is coming to say that by a chiyuv essay, you also chayiv. Let your Yehuda, you chayiv on a chiyuv essay also. You don't need dafka chiyuv in chorus. Yep, as long as it's ikri b'divrei Torah, purusha b'divrei Sefer. But the Gemara is just speaking out that by a chiyuv essay, it's never the geya to become a zakim mamre in an essay. Because the zakim mamre is only chayiv, says the Ran, to go and do something. Not to do a mitzvah. If the zakim mamre pask is not to do a mitzvah, you're not chayiv. And therefore says the Ran, the only chatipta where you're going to be over iser in a machlekes about a mitzvah is if you're meisif. If there's you're going to be over iser about taisif. And therefore says the Ran, that's why the only chatipta by a chiyuv essay that you can be chayiv on is a tefillin. It's the only time you can have about taisif where you can have machlekes about a mitzvah that being mishana mitzvah and being over and be having a psak for you to go and do something that's usher is by tefillin. Now the Ravid over here in Perek Dal from Mamre Malacha Gimel, the Ravid says that it says over here Ein Lanu Ela Tefillin is Lav Dafka Tefillin. The Ravid says by other mitzvahs also, The Ravid says, "Who had din lulav and tzitzis also? Shataisis paisel to ikker. As long as the taisis paisel to ikker, you also chayiv." Now, even though our Gemara says that's geruah va'aymiru, the Gemara by us speaks out that it can't be talking about lulav and tzitzis. But lulav and tzitzis, if I make it lechatchila with the extra min, I'm agadet lechatchila with the extra min, or I add an extra string in and I tie it lechatchila with the extra string, it's geruah va'aymid. That's not called being maisiv gairea. Says the Ravid, the Gemara, when it says geruah va'aymid, does not mean kedeta poitri aleim. It doesn't mean that therefore exalka mam is not chayiv on them. He's just saying it's not doimet to tefillin that it's maisiv gairea. But Emma says the Ravid, when the Gemara asks the kasha that it's geruah va'aymid, it doesn't mean to say that therefore you're not chayiv. You don't need to have a maisiv gairea to be chayiv. You chayiv who had done other things also on tzitzis and tefillin. Tzitzis and Tzuk and Lulav also Yechayiv, says the Ravid. That's what the Gemara says, Geruah Va'aymid, it's just that it doesn't fit into the Lashon of Maisiv Gairea. So the Kesavishta explains the Ravid. What does it mean? What was the Gemara's problem? What was the Gemara bothered by saying it's Geruah Va'aymid? So let it be Geruah Va'aymid. You're still Chayiv. What does the Gemara mean? So the Kesavishta says that since the Lashon of Rav Oshia was called Maisiv Gairea, the Gemara is just explaining what would be if there would be a man the Amr that holds of this. What would be the man the Amr that holds of this tonight that you need Maisiv Gairea? Says the Kesef Mishnah, but Emes is no such Tanai. But what would be if there would be a man the Amar? That's what the Gemara is speaking out, that it would be only to get for Tefillin. Reb Lez is explaining Rav Oshia that this Lashon only applies to Tefillin, and if there will be a man the Amar that holds but Emes that you need this, it would only be to get for Tefillin. But Emes is no such Tanai. Emes is no, the Rav Oshia wasn't coming to say Dafka to such a Tanai, and therefore that's why the Ravid holds that Yechayiv, who had did on Lulav and Tzitzis also. But the Lachamisha is not happy by this. He says, what do you mean there's no such Tanai? If you're telling me there's no such Tanai, what was he coming to explain what would be if you have such a Tanai? And therefore, the Lachamisha says that he's just coming, that Rav Oshia was coming to say Rabusa. He was coming to say not only something that's Geruah Va'aymid, that's Legamri Pasal, that's Geruah Va'aymid, even something that was the Chathila Kosher, and it was only called a Maisiv Gairea, Afal Pekin, you can become a Zaka Mamre. And the Gemara was just trying to find the Hechatim to wear this Rabusa's Negea, and on that, the Gemara says it's only Tefillin. The other things don't have this Rabusa. But the Ravid learned there's no Svara, says the Lachamisha, to say that Geruah Va'aymid should be more of a Svara to Patrick the Zaka Mamre. Geruah Va'aymid is much worse, and therefore, for sure, the Zaka Mamre should be Chayiv. And that's what the Lachamisha understands, Pshan the Ravid. Means that the Ravid learns that Geruah Va'aymid is just a side question on the Lashon. It's not a question of Emes Ladina. Ladina, La'ilam, you don't, doesn't make a difference if it's Maisiv Gairea or Geruah Va'aymid. The Ran brings down this Ravid. The Chedushi Ran by us brings down this Ravid. And the Ran argues, and the Ran says that it's fair to say that the Gemara means this. The Gemara is Mashba Dafka Tfilin. To come along and say that the Gemara is Lav Dafka, Gemara just means a certain Rabusa, a certain case. It's fair, it's Mashba the Gemara, but Emes that you only can be Chayiv on Tfilin. And therefore, the Ran says that the Pshat in the Gemara is the Gemara holds the only Eiver Baal Toisif when it's Maisiv Gairea. When something's Geruah Va'aymid, when you messed up the whole mitzvah of Chatchila, the whole Asiyas HaTzitzis wasn't correct, the whole Asiyas HaEged wasn't correct, then you're not Eiver Baal Toisif. Such a thing, in order to be Eiver Baal Toisif, says the Ran, you need to have the Kufa Mitzvah here, you have the Chetzvah of the Mitzvah here, you have the Tefillin here, and then you have a side problem that's being Mafkiya the Mitzvah. That's Baal Toisif. But if you're missing in the Iker Chefs of the Mitzvah, then there's no problem of Baal Toisif, says the Ran. And therefore, the Ran Lashitasi that we spoke at earlier, the Ran holds the whole Yisayit of our Sugya is that you need to have a Baal Toisif here. In order to be a Hayra Lassis, you have to be being paskening to go and do something that's connected to Torah, that's only when you have a Baal Toisif. And the Ran explains that in Geruah Va'aymid, that's not Nichla on the Parsha Baal Toisif. Baal Toisif is only when you have the Ikra Mitzvah and you're adding on something that's making a problem. But if you, Geruah Va'aymid is a problem that you don't have the Ikra L'chatchila, you don't have the Ikra Mitzvah L'chatchila, and therefore says the Ran, you're not over Baal Toisif, that's the Mechuvah of Geruah Va'aymid. And therefore says the Ran, the Emes Tigmar means you only Chayiv on Tefillin, not like the Ravid, that Geruah Va'aymid is just a side problem in the Lashon, but Emes is Dr. Mamre is Chayiv on it. That's the Machlekes Rishonim in the Pshat in the Din of Geruah Va'aymid. Now the Gemara has also another problem. The Gemara explains also that if we hold that Lulav Ein Tzarech Aga, that if we hold the Kesha Elyon Lav Deraisa, so then the Gemara says that Hay Luchu Dekoi V'Hay Luchu Dekoi. So there's a Machlekes Rishonim, exactly what does it mean? What's the ramifications of Hay Luchu Dekoi V'Hay Luchu Dekoi? What does the Gemara mean to say by the fact that it's Luchu Dekoi? Therefore what? So Tosis by us, the Remasel Isfir Lanulav Ein Tzarech Agad, Tosis clearly learns that the Pshat in the Gemara is that therefore there's no Baal Tosif Bechlal. Since it's separate, it's not together, so we look at each one separate, we don't look at it Bechlal as an Isser Baal Tosif. And Tosis brings that the Gemara in Sukkah is the first that even the man the Amar Luv ain't Tzarech Agad, or Lefi Reb Yehuda that holds Luv Tzarech Agad, even though it's Chutz LeEged, Afal Pikin is Issur Bal Taisif. So Taisif says that that's only Midrabanan, Hasa Midrabanan Aser, that's Issur Midrabanan Midai. Raisa says Taisif, if we don't have an Eged, we don't have a Kesher, we don't have anything putting it together, there's no Issur Bal Taisif Bechlal. And the Ritva over there at Sukkah the Flam and Al brings down this sheet to also b'shem the Ramban, that the Ramban also holds this way, that there's no Isser without having some type of Tziruf. And he just explains a little differently the Isser by Sukkah, by Lulav. The reason why the Gemara in Sukkah the Flam and Al from a basis before that you can't put a fifth min is because he says b'shem the Asi the Misrach, which is the Gemara's far over there. We don't want people putting new minim in the Lulav. You might end up using that for Yimdal minim. And therefore, b'shem the Asi the Misrach, we say that it's Asa to be Meisiv another min, not because it's an Isser Bal Taisif. Taisib seems to say there's an Isser Bal Taisib and the Rabbanon. The Rabban seems to say, instead of proud that we're scared, you're going to end up using that new min that you're putting in, you're going to end up using it for your Dalam min. So that sheet as Taisis and the Ramban, that the Hail Chudei Koi, Hail Chudei Koi, is that there's no Isser Bechal, there's no Isser Bal Taisib Bechal. Kapanam in the Raisa. Taisus it's Sukkah, and Taisus over there in that Flam and Alpha and Beis it's Sukkah. Taisus learns differently. Taisus learns that in a Chanami, like it's before in the Gemara and Sukkah, that even without the Eged, the Halacha is Yoiver Alav about Taisus. If you add another min, Yoiver about Taisus, if Yoiver Alav. Afal Pikain says Taisus, but our Gemara over here saying Hail Chudei Koi doesn't mean there's no Bal Taisus. The Gemara means to say is that therefore it doesn't become Nifsa because of that. There's no Psul. Since it's a Chudei and the Chudei, each thing is separate, it doesn't passel. It's about Taisif, but Avol Pikein is not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah b'kedinoi. Agav, you were over it's about Taisif. If it's all tied together, so then the Bal Taisif switches the whole tzura of that you were meisiv and the etzim tzura from the mitzvah. So then it passes the mitzvah. Pashas and Taisif, the psul over here, is out Bal Taisif. The psul is out Bal Taisif. But the Isafah passes the mitzvah. That's only when there's Isafah in the chefzah that you have right here. Mashiachim, when it's separate, when you have. You add on an extra string that's not tied with the other string. You just put an extra min. You're holding another min in your hand that's not tied in the chepta together with the other minim. So in a chalam, you're being meisiv on the mitzvah. You're ever about teisiv, but that doesn't make a psul in the mitzvah that you did. That sheet is teisiv in sukkah. And the chayra, and there's a makar to be bedaik like that in Rashi and our sugi also. Rashi, when he explains that Rashi in the Vermaskal, Hailu Chudei Koi, Rashi says, Ve'inze goireya. Rashi doesn't say Ve'inze meisiv. That's not called being meisiv. Bavadi being meisif, you're even about teisif. The inze gereya says Rashi. It's mashman. It's not going to make a groin in the mitzvah. It's not going to make a psul in the mitzvah like teisif in sukkah. And this shita's teisif over here. Sukkah is also the shita's harajban shuva tough kuflam and hey and chaylik rishin. The Rashba also holds like teisifis, and the Rashba brings. Raya's this nice, and the Ritva and Sukkah also on the Flower Alpha base brings down these two Shittas. He brings down, like we said before, the Shittas Haramban that holds like Taisif by us, and he brings down Taisif, which he's bringing from Taisif and Sukkah. Machlaikis, if when you're Eiver Bal Taisif, does that pass on a mitzvah or not? When you have a Hechatibs of Hail Chudei Koi, is it possible to say that Apple Pekin, you're Eiver Bal Taisif, even though you don't pass on? Is it such a tzad? And the Rishayna bring Raya's. The Ritva brings one Raya. From Birchas Kayanim, that's before in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dav Chavches, that if you add an extra bracha, you're over Bal Taisif. So you see that even though it's Lechudei Koi, it's not in any Igor, it's not Mitzurif, Apple Pekin, the Loch is, that you're over Bal Taisif. So Lechudei have a right to Taisif in Sukkah Shita, Shittis HaRashba, not like Taisif Ayas, not like the Ramban. And he brings another Raya, from the fact that Gemara is over there before in Rosh Hashanah, that if you Yashin Bishmini B'Sukkah, if you sit an extra day in the Sukkah, like it, you get Malkus out Bal Taisif. So on these two rayas, the Ritva's madchad rayas. The Ritva says that by Yashu b'shmini b'sukkah like, since it's rotzif together with the whole sukkah, you're adding another day to the mitzvah. That's also considered that there's an eged here. There's considered that it's all together. It's together with the other mitzvah. So therefore, over there, you don't have the svar of Hail Chudei Koi. The Hail Chudei Koi. That's why it could be a meisif. That's why it could be over Bal Taisif. And the other kasha that he brought from Birchas Kayanim, he says that since you have to do all the brachas have to be Nesias Kapayim, so the fact that you're doing it all with one Nesias Kapayim, that's Mitzarif it together, to make it like it's one big thing, that it shouldn't have a problem of Hailu Chudei Koi, the Hailu Chudei Koi. And the Raja brings another raya from a sugya seif erevin. It's before in the Gemara that if you wear two pairs of tefillin, you like it. Says the Raja, from the fact that you can wear two pairs of tefillin, that lochayr is a raya that you, even though it's a chudei koi, there's two separate pairs of tefillin not attached bechal. Afal pikins before in the Gemara, you're ever about toisif. So Rabbi Chanan, the Kavit Shurim, Chedek Beis, it's similar to Megibol, and Ois Dal Vehei, he brings down this Shuvah Sarajba. And he asks, he says, he doesn't really understand this Raya so well, that L'chayra, it's a different type of Baal Tosef that's going on over here in the Tefillin. L'chayra, we can understand the Baal Tosef over here, but Tefillin, it's a whole different Baal Tosef. The Baal Tosef over here of Tefillin is the fact that you're doing the mitzvah, same mitzvah twice. It's not the, like the Baal Tosef in Eretz Sugya, where you're just adding another chut on to make that, instead of using 8 chutim, you're using 9 chutim. It's not like you're taking, instead of being ma'agat together, instead of taking 4 minim, you're taking 5 minim. So that's how you suffer in the Gufa mitzvah. So then the Gemara says as far that if it's a chudei koi, so I'm doing the mitzvah, and that's separate, it's not a chidek, didn't make that a chidek of the mitzvah. Masha'engen says, Rabbi Chanan, the Baal Tosef of Tefillin, the Baal Tosef of Tefillin means that I'm doing the same mitzvah again. That's how you suffer. So let it be a chudei koi. Not the same thing that we're trying to do in our sugya. It's not a suffer in the gufa mitzvah. It's a suffer that I'm doing, that I'm making another mitzvah, the same mitzvah, I'm doing it again. It's a different type of a suffer. So it says Rabbi Chanan, it's muchach in the Rashba, but the Rashba understood that you don't have, there's no such thing as such a Baal Tosef. Behechrich, what the Baal Tosef of the tefillin is, that you're doing in the mice of mitzvah, levisha tefillin, you're doing two tefillins. Instead of one tefillin, you're doing two tefillins. And David says Rabbi Chanan, the Rashba didn't have this havana to say that there's a whole new type about Tosef by doing the mitzvah twice. The only type about Tosef is how you suffer in the gufa ma'isa mitzvah by doing the ma'isa mitzvah. The Torah says to put on one tefillin, and he made a ma'isa mitzvah of two tefillins. The suffer behech the Rashba understood was how you suffer in the gufa mitzvah, and that's where the Rashba had a kasha that l'chayr it's high l'chudei koi v'high l'chudei koi. Now there's another Tosef that seems to hold like Tosef in Sukkah. The Tosef in Menachos that Flav Chesav Bet Aleph. He says Akasha, he brings it. The Gemara Daf Mem in Menachos says that if someone's hitel and mutela, someone has tzitzis that already has a talis that already has tzitzis on it, and he adds an extra deal, he adds a whole other deal onto a corner. The halacha is, or he adds 4 gdilim onto the 4 corners. Instead of having 1 gdil on every corner, he has 2 gdilim on every corner. So the Gemara there is before, the Eiver Baal Tosef asks Tosefis that why didn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin by us bring this? This could be a Hechatimsa of a Maisav Gereya. You have a beautiful kosher tzitzis, and you add it on this. You add it on another, whole nother deal on each corner. So Taisa says that maybe it's not ma'akiv. Maybe this is Safa, Yinchram, Yo'ivar Baal Taisa, but maybe it's not ma'akiv. So it seems from Taisa's teretz that he holds like Taisa in Sukkah, that even there's cases where even though you're not Yo'ivar Baal Taisa, if Afal Pekin doesn't passel. Now the Das HaRaivid is also like this Taisa in Menachos. Taisa the Raivid. The Ravid in Perak Alf Halachat Esvav Amilchas Tzitzis, the Ravid says clearly that this Hitul Mutalis is kosher. Hitul Mutalis is kosher. Now, the Ravid has a very Mechulish Tikashita. He holds like Tesis that in this regard, like Tesis in Sukkah, and like the Rajba, that even though it doesn't passel, Afal Pekin, you could be over Baal Tesif, but he speaks out that he holds there's no such thing as Baal Tesif passeling. Baal Tesif is not a psul. Not like the other Rishayim seem to hold. The other Rishayim seem to hold that when you're Moisef in a mitzvah and you make a Isaf in a mitzvah, that's a psul in the mitzvah. That alone is a pasulus, that's a shina in the tzuras mitzvah, and that pasul is the mitzvah. The Ravid holds no such thing. Baal Tosef does not pasul a mitzvah. The Ravid holds that the whole psul of Eretz Sugya, when the Sugya by us is mefurish, that it becomes pasul, Guru of Aimid, the Sugi by us before she becomes Pasal, says the Rabbi, that has nothing to do with the Isafa. The reason why it's Pasal is because of a side reason, because of a Chatzitza. If you put in the Eged a min that's not supposed to be there, that's Chaitzitz in the Eged. If in the Kesher Atzitzis, you added an extra Chut that's not supposed to be there, that's a Chatzitza in the Kesher Atzitzis. The reason why it's Pasal is for a side reason. So the Rabbi's sheet is like Tosfos in this regard, that the Rabbi holds Yo'ivar Baal Tosef. Even in Hechatipsis where it's L'chudei Koi, even in Hechatipsis where it wouldn't be enough to passel Afal Pekin Yo'ivar Baal Tosef, but the Ravid holds that even when it's together, even when it's not L'chudei Koi, even when it's Be'emes together in the Gufa Mitzvah, the Psul has nothing to do with the Isafa. The Psul is for a side Psul, it's the Psul of Chatzitza. So he argues, the Tosef's Mashma, not like that Tosef's Mashma, the Psul that would be here is Baal Tosef. The Ravid agrees to Tosef that there's no psul, that there's a Baal Tosef, even though there's no psul, but he seems to argue on Tosef in why the emes, when you have a shini in the gufa mitzvah, what's the psul? The Ravid says the psul is gufa because of the chatzitza, and the other Rishayim say no, that the psul is because of Baal Tosef. So far we have two ikar shitas in the sugyo. We have shitas Tosef by us that holds
that it's totally zebizeh. Any time that you're going to be over about Tosef, automatically that's going to pass on the mitzvah. And any time you're going to tell me that it's not a problem in the Gufa mitzvah, but it's l'chudei koi, it's separate. We look at it separate, then you're not over about Tosef either. And we said over that Shittas Ramban also, and then we have the Shittas Tosef in Sukkah that holds it, no, that it doesn't have to be totally zebizeh. There could be an Isser about Tosef, you could be over about Tosef. And then there are certain instances where the Isafah goes into the Gufa mitzvah, and then the Isafah will pass on. And we said Tosef and Menachos seems to hold that way, and the Rashi and Tshuva holds this way, and the Ravid holds like Tosef in one point, but he argues, he says that there's never a psul about Tosef, the psul is because of Chatzitza. And there seems to be a third shita over here, and how to learn up what the problem, what's the gear this did of Ha'iluchu Deikoi, Ha'iluchu Deikoi. And this shita is the Me'iri brings down, and it's Pashas coming to be Miyashiv, a Rambam. There's a Rambam that Paskins over there in Telchat Sittas Perek Aleph Halach Tesvav, the Rambam Paskins, not like what Tosis says in Menachas Daf Lamaches, and he says that if you add on a whole nother deal onto the Tzitzis, the Halach is, it becomes puzzle. The Tzitzis becomes puzzle. And the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Laman asks the obvious question that's going to be Shver the feet of Rambam. We have another Echatibs of Maisiv Gaireya. We have another Echatibs of Maisiv Gaireya. Why can't this be Echatibs of Maisiv Gaireya? And the other question that we have over here is that why don't we say the svar of Ha'iluchu Deikoi, the Ha'iluchu Deikoi, which Akapanim, we said the Kol Rishonim, Akapanim, when you have a svar of Ha'iluchu Deikoi, Akapanim, it doesn't make it puzzle. In Echanami, maybe some Rishonim hold that there's going to be Isser Bal Tosef, but Hamia, it's pashut to all the Rishonim that Akapanim is not going to become puzzle. This is the kashis that are there on this Rambam. And there's a lot of different truths I've given. We're just saying over right now in this year, one teretz that's the gear to Pshan the Gemara over here, which is the Me'iri speaks this out. The Me'iri says that the Gemara says, Ha'iluchu Deikoi, Ha'iluchu Deikoi, does not mean that you're not over about Tosef. And does not mean that you're not, it's not possible because about Tosef. In a Chanami, you're over about Tosef. And in a Chanami, it's possible about Tosef. The Gemara just means to say is that this would not be a Chatimsa where the Zakim Mamre would be Chayiv. Gemara is asking a separate kasha directly in the Geir to Eretz Sugya that since it's Ha'iluchu Deikoi, Ha'iluchu Deikoi, therefore the Zakim Mamre can't be Chayiv. And the Chazanish in our Chayim Simon Beis Ois Dalad, he also comes to be Biyashiv the Rambam with this Mahalach. And he's Masber, he gives a little Hezber. The Me'ir doesn't explain, he gives a little Hezber that the Rambam held in order to be a Maisiv Gereya, in order to be a Gereya, can't be that the Psul over here is just because it was Isafa. Because you Maisiv aside, that's a side Psul. If the Psul was only because of Isafa, that's not called Maisiv Gereya. To be Maisiv Gereya has to be that there's a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. Like the Gemara says by Tefillin, there's a problem of Ein Roya Pnei Aver. There has to be a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. The fact that it's Maisiv Gereya, the fact that it's L'chudei Koi, that says the Chazanish creates that we don't look at it as a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. Just now that I was Maisiv on the Mitzvah, that's what's making it possible because I'm doing a Isafa in the Mitzvah, that's what's passing, and it's not a problem in the Gufa Mitzvah. In the Chetz of the Mitzvah that I did, there's no Emes problem. The problem is just that I did another Mitzvah together with it, I had another Chetz together with it, and that's what's making that my Mitzvah is not a good Mitzvah. That's not enough to be called a Gereya. That's not called a Maisiv Gereya, and for the Chiyav Zakim Mamre, we need to have a Maisiv Gereya. So it comes down in the Etzem, the Gemara of Ha'iluchu Deikoi, Ha'iluchu Deikoi. We have three Shitas, and we have Tosis by us, that it means that you're not over about Tosis B'chlal. Tosis in Sukkah says that you're over about Tosis, which is just a svar that does become puzzle. And we said from the Me'iri and the Chazan Ish, to be Miyashiv the Rambam, that the Ha'iluchu Deikoi, the Ha'iluchu Deikoi is just a svar that's not called a Maisiv Gereya, and it's only in the Gev Hazak and Mamre, but Lagabi, the Psul of the Mitzvah, Lagabi, the Isser about Tosis, the Olam that could be a lav, and the Olam that could be a psul, there could be a psul of Bal Tosef also. Tosfos, at the end of the Tosfos, says a kasha. Tosfos says that the same way the Gemara comes out by Tefillin, that it's a Maisiv Gereya, that you first had a kasha of Tefillin, then you added on a fifth bias. The Gemara says that goes into the call of a Maisiv Gereya. Ask Tosfos that why can't we have the same exact thing by Lulav? Have that the we were agad already gimel minim. We have a kashra lulav already, and then only afterwards we added on a fourth min. We added into the egged, or we made a new egged around the fourth min together with them, and that will be a chetipsa where we had a kashra mitzvah. And then we were maisiv gereya ayidei da isafa. So answers Tosfos that the teretz is that what the death of the has to be that you're already doing a mitzvah and the ha'gereya was b'mafki in a mitzvah. So it says Tosfos bishlamin by tefillin, and a person can have tefillin on his head, and then he added on a fifth bias. That's b'mgarei in a mitzvah that he's in the middle of doing. Masha'ikim by lulav says Tosfos manashach. Once you pick up the lulav, you're ready yaitzah. And Elamai didn't pick up the lulav yet, so
then once you added in the fourth one, so now it's Geruah Va'emet. There was never a situation where you were in the middle of doing the mitzvah, and then I did I suffer your mafkiya the mitzvah. That's why he says, Yisha, why by Lulav, it doesn't apply the Mice of Gereah like we have by Tfil. So Rav Kiv Eger is bothered by the obvious question on Taisvis, that's a very nice teretz for Lulav, but what, the Gemara is another Echetibzav here, we have Echetibzav Tzitzis. Why can it be that we have a Kesher of Tzitzis with four strings, and then we added on an extra string? We had eight strings coming out of our Tzitzis, then we added on an extra string afterwards. And Taisis Teretz Achard wouldn't apply over here, but Tzitzis also, I'm wearing the Tzitzis every minute, and then I added on a string, and that made the Tzitzis puzzle. So Rav Kiv Eger answers, I'll be a Ravid. There's a Ravid that Lachar comes to answer Taisis Kasha. The Ravid says, the Ravid in Asagis, over there in Hilchas Zakim Mamre, Perek Dal Alacha Gimel, and the Ran brings it by us in the Chedush Aram. The Ravid says, that you can't just add in another min. If you add another min, then that will be a psul of tasav leimin asui. If I'm agat three minim, and then I add in a fourth one, that will be a psul of tasav leimin asui. Comes out that I already made an egget on the first three before I put in the fourth one, so now the egget on the three is already made b'psul, and therefore I would have to take out the egget of the third, around the three, and then remake it around the four. And once I remake it around the four minim, that's geruah va'emet. That's like l'chatchila making an egget around the four of them. And the Lech Mishnah explains that even though it's kosher, when you put around three, that's how you're supposed to do it, the round three. The Lech Mishnah just explains that the feed of Das HaZak and Mamre, the feed of Psak of Zak and Mamre, that you're supposed to be Ma'agat around four minim, he holds this extra min over here, not only Lulav Hadassim and Aravis, it's supposed to be another min that you're supposed to put into the Eged. So the feed his Shita, the Eged that you did with Chathilah was Pasol, so his Psak would always be, take those three minim that you're ready Ma'agat, open it up, and put in the fourth min, and then retie it again, re-ma'agat it again, because if not, there will be a problem of tasloim and asi. That's how the Lech Mishnah explains the Ravid's teretz. Ayin Chazanish, in Simuch of Gimel, Ois Alf, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he has a different Havana in the Ravid, but that's the Pashas of the Ravid, that's how the Lech Mishnah understands the Ravid. Says Rav Kiv Eger that Taisus already knew the Ravid's teretz also. Taisus knew this teretz. Taisus understood already that it's pashut that you can't. It will always be Guru of Ayman, but says Akamamri would always be paskining you. They have to remake the agat from start. Taisus' kasha only was that there's a man, the Omar and Sukkah on Dafyat Aleph, that you don't. There's no problem of Taslaim and Asay by Lulav. There's no dinasia. We don't learn out a special dinasia on Lulav. That there should be a problem of Taslaim and Asay. So Taisus was asking Lefidim and the Omar that there's no dinasia by Lulav. That Taisus asked that Lefihim it should be Negea by Lulav, the din of Moisiv Gerea. But in Chanami says Rav Kvega, by Tzitzis Taisus didn't have Shver. By Tzitzis, you would have the Ravid's problem that if you make a Kesher with four Tzitzis and the Zakim Ami holds you need to put in a fifth Chut, the Zakim Ami would tell you have to open up the Kesher and make it again with five Chutim. And therefore Taisus never had Shver Tzitzis because he knew the Ravid's teretz. Taisus only had a kasha to feed him on the Omar that there's no Tintaslim in the Asari. By Lulav, that was Taisus' kasha. That's one mahalach that Kvega says. Kvega says another mahalach that the whole thing that Taisus says that applies to Maisiv Gareya is only by Tefillin, where Tefillin, the halacha is, the mitzvah is to wear it every time. You have to wear mitzvah Tefillin, you always have to wear. So by going and adding on another bias, I mean mafkia the mitzvah that I had before. I had a mitzvah that I was doing before, and I was planning on doing it for the rest of the day. And then I put on another bias, a fifth bias, and that was mafkia my mitzvah. That's a Maisiv Gareya. Now, Shegit Tzitzis says, Rabbi Kvega, but Tzitzis, I only have to put on Tzitzis clothes when I'm wearing the beged. So Tzitzis, every minute that I'm wearing the beged is a new mitzvah. I bring the beged now, I'm mechuyev tzitzis. The next minute, I'm mechuyev tzitzis. So therefore, says Rav Kiv Eger that tzitzis remains like lulav. In Chanami, tzitzis I was being yetzer mitzvah before. But klapi, tomorrow, the next minute's mitzvah, I'm now, every minute, I'm starting kilo a new mitzvah. It's like, so klapi, the next minute's mitzvah, it's going to be gruav ayimid. Last minute's mitzvah, I was ready mekayim. And now when I add on the fifth chut, from now on, it's Geruah Va'emet. We don't look at it like I had a mitzvah here that I was in the middle of doing that I was mafkia. Only by tefillin, which I'm mechuyev in tefillin the whole day, then we could down a mitzvah gareya. Mashiach in tzitzis, every minute of tzitzis is like a new mitzvah, and therefore it remains like lulav, that any mitzvah I was mekayim till now is already mekayim, and the mitzvah I didn't yet do till now remains Geruah Va'emet. Now, but MS, the Svara, the Kivegah Svara is very moving, but L'chayud, it would be a mockum that we could say this by tefillin also. And if you look at Reb Chaim al-Shas, in Menachos,
and daf mem and the sugya of hitum mutelas over there. Rechaim is viskasha in Tosfos. Rechaim says he doesn't understand Tosfos teretz. Why by tefillin don't we also say the same svara? Rechaim remains with a question on Tosfos. Al chayyot tefillin, what does 1 minute's mitzvah have to do with the next minute's mitzvah? Ein chanami amuchiyev to do the mitzvah the whole day. But every mitzvah, every minute is a new mitzvah. Every minute I'm amuchiyev to put on tefillin. So therefore, if yet the last minute I had four batim, I did a mitzvah then. And from now on, if I made five batim, from now on it's guru of oimid. Why do we look like it's a maisiv gerei on the middle? Luchayah was ready yates in a mitzvah before. And further on, it's a guru of oimid. And Rav Chaim remains with the question on Taisis. Rav Kveg seems to understand that since it's a chiyuv to keep it on the whole day, we can look at it as one big mitzvah. And we can look at it that I was in the middle doing a mitzvah, and then I was gerei in the mitzvah, and I was mafki in the mitzvah by adding a new bias. So the Gemara's Baskada is that the only Hechatibs is by Tefillin, and the Hechatibs is where I have a Kosher Tefillin, I made four Batim, and then I added on a fifth Bias, and the Gemara explains that the reason why that's Puzzle is, B'sadin, Bias Chita She'ina Roya Sa'aver Puzzle. Bias Chita that's not Roya Sa'aver is Puzzle. And Riskarov, in Stetzel, so B'dachas Aflabadadam Abbeis, he's Ma'ir, the Al-Khaira, and the Rambam, we don't find in Hilchas Tefillin that the Rambam should bring down this Halacha. Al-Khaira is a new din. That over here in Sanhedrin, it's a schadah shadu din hilchas tefillin. It's a din that a bayis chitzin has to be roya pnei aver. We don't find that the Rambam brings down this halacha. Now, but if you look at the Be'iri in our sugya, he also comes that he says that in our sugya's before it is a new din hilchas tefillin. That the tefillin, the batim have to be roya pnei aver, and if you have something on it, it's gonna make it puzzle. And the Be'iri says that even though he didn't find that the Rif should bring it, doesn't find that the Rif brings this halacha, but he says l'chayra it's a din pasuk in the Gemara. There's no machlokes about it. It's a pashta din in the Gemara. And he says he didn't find the Rif brings. And he speaks out also that the Rambam only brings it in Hilchas Mamrim. Rambam only brings it by us in Hilchas Mamrim when he explains the din of Zakar Mamrim. He doesn't bring it in Hilchas Tefillin. And the Meiri speaks out that L'chayr is the Halacha anyhow. This is the Halacha, L'chayr it's a Gemara. So the Brisker Rav is decided to say that maybe we could say in the Rambam that the Rambam didn't hold like Rashi. Rashi's a word. It's a new din. It's a din that if something's on the side of the bias, Rashi says, whether you might say bias chamishi, oida, or acher, there's something on the side that making that the bias not roya pnei aver, that's a psul. That makes a psul in the tefillin. It says the Brisker Rav, maybe the Rambam held that just meant to say that there's a seder where the batim have to be. There's four batim, and there's two inner batim, and there's two outer batim. The outer batim have to be on the outside. And if they're on the inside, they're puzzle. That's what it is, and that the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings it as a seder, how the batim go. That the two outer batim have to be on the outside, and the two inner batim have to be on the inside. The right parashis have to be inside, and the right parashis have to be outside. It says the Brisker Rav that maybe the Rambam learned that that's sachako what Aragamar is saying, that when you add a fifth bias, that's making that the outer bias is not the outer bias anymore. It's now a bias apnimi. It's not in the right seder. It's not a new din. Rashi's before that's a new din. Rashi's before even if you put something else on the side. Putting something else on the side wouldn't be mishana the seder abatim. This would still be the outside bias. You put a little thing on the side of the bias, it doesn't make it not the outside bias. So Rashi's before it's a new din, like the Meiri assumes. It says the Brisker Rav that it's possible that the Rambam learned that just means the seder abatim. So that the Rambam learned brings in hilchas tefillin. There's no special new din like the Meiri assumes that's brought down in Ar Gemara that has to be roya pnei aver. Sachako, what it means is that it has to be in the right place, has to be on the outside. And if you add on a fifth bias, it comes out that the outer bias is now on the inside. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, maybe that's why the Rambam didn't bring in hilchas tefillin any special din. He only brought it over here. He's bringing down the din over here that Ar Gemara brought down that there's a problem of Maisav Gareya that a Zaka Mamre could be chayiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.